At World Dairy Expo, I have the pleasure once again to interview Alice in Dairyland, only this is not the same person that I interviewed last time. I have Rochelle Rip here, and I guess let's learn a little bit about you. First of all, tell us where you're from and a little bit about how you got kind of involved in this.
Well, I'm from Lodi, so just north of Madison here in Wisconsin, and I grew up on my family's dairy and crop farm. I was very involved in 4-H, showed different animals. I went dairy, beef, and swine, so I've got kind of a diverse background behind me to bring to this position. And it was really after I studied abroad in the Netherlands that I gained such a deep appreciation for Wisconsin agriculture and chose to pursue the job of becoming Alice in Dairyland.
Interesting. What are some of the things that either you've already had a chance to do or will be doing during this time?
I've got a busy schedule, so I do a lot. I get to do agribusiness tours, which is one of the most fascinating things to me, because not only do I get to talk to the farmers and hear their passion and what they do, I also get hands-on in a lot of the cases. So I've been to ginseng farms, I've been to mink farms, cranberry bogs already this year, and it's just a lot of fun. And I do work with a lot of kids, too, to make sure that they understand where their food is coming from, because the average consumer is now 5 generations removed from production agriculture. So it's a concern of mine that they no longer appreciate the farmers and the hard work that they're putting in every day to make sure food is on our plate. So we need to remind them and help them appreciate that.
Well, we had our U.S. Secretary of Agriculture here this week, and that actually came up in a comment during his town hall meeting. So when you kind of move forward from now, what are some of the ways you're going to really be trying to get that message out there so that we can overcome some of that lack of connection that folks have with the farm today?
I just hope to stay involved in an organization maybe or two, or maybe in my next job after being Alice in Dairyland, to continue making that connection and provide the opportunity for kids to see animals firsthand and get their hands in the dirt and see how these crops grow. You know, a lot of the kids that I have been interacting with here at World Dairy Expo, many of them are from the Madison area, and it was their first time seeing and touching a cow, which, rural Wisconsin isn't far from Madison at all. It's a short drive. So, we just have to keep those opportunities coming, show them the diversity of Wisconsin agriculture. It's $59 billion strong, and it's so much a part of our daily lives, from the moment we wake up and eat to the moment we get dressed and go to work or school with our shelter over our head, and even the fuel that gets us from place to place. So it's very much a part of our lives, and I try and emphasize that with the children especially.
All right, well, thank you very much, and great to meet you, Rochelle, here, Alice in Dairyland at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.